You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and my final guests today are back to talk tango. Welcome Rick Edwards and Daniela Borgiali.
Thank you.
Thanks
for being here. Rick is the local representative for Tango Juno and International Folk Dancers, and Daniela is visiting from Texas to teach a tango workshop beginning this Thursday. So let's talk a little bit about what tango is. Would one of you give us a brief overview of this dance style and its history?
So Argentine tango originated in the late 1800s in Buenos Aires, more or less, in Argentina, and had its heyday probably in the 1940s. So the bulk of the music happened that we still listen to and dance to from the 1940s. It is taken off probably in the 1980s. It had like a second coming, if you will, with tango on Broadway. So there were many, many tango shows that started to tour probably in the mid to late 80s. And this started a next wave of Argentine tango as we know it now.
You know, tango dancing evokes a very specific image in one's mind, the outfits, the costumes, the music. What's something about tango that most people don't know?
Like, I don't know. What do you think, Rick?
Or maybe what are some... Oh, go ahead, Rick.
It's fancy walking to music.
Nice. Yeah, there isn't. I think a lot of people think they're going to be lifted or dragged around the floor by their hair, or that they're going to have to wrap their leg around somebody's neck. And it's really not. It's a walking dance. The legs are usually pretty close to the floor. It's improvised. So you're creating the dance all the time with a new partner. You change partners. The social dance is very, very lovely in that respect. So I think there's all kinds of misconceptions that it's going to be really hard and complicated and you have to be a super duper dancer in order to make it happen. And that's not the case.
What about the rose in the teeth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will not be wearing any roses in your mouth.
But if you insist, please break the thorns off first.
There you go.
So BYO Roses. Let's talk about the workshop this weekend. There are 4 days of classes all in all. Anyone with any level of experience can sign up. What do you want our listeners to know about the workshop?
We're going to have a lot of fun. My specialty really is beginners. I taught at the university for quite a few years teaching babies how to dance tango. Not literally babies, but teaching people with little to no dance experience how to dance. So this is really my specialty. And I have a very nice way to bring people along. And we have a good time. I mean, I think people get very worried that it's going to be too serious or that it's going to be too complicated. And really, I take your hand and I guide you along step by step, literally. And you will definitely have a nice basis of understanding the social dance after this weekend. Even if you tried the first two classes, that would be my suggestion if you didn't want to dive into the whole weekend. But of course, I'm going to encourage you to take the whole weekend. But
I'm sure if they take the first two classes, they'll just be hooked.
Exactly.
Well, this is your chance. You know, if you've ever had an interest in dance in general or tango specifically, we don't often get someone of this caliber to come in and teach us. So it's a great opportunity. And what else are you going to do with the weather being the way it is?
Right?
Heavy rainfall expected for Friday and Saturday. That's what the forecast says. I'm not making it up. Stay inside, learn to tango. And Daniela, do you want to talk a little bit, with the time we have left, a little bit about your experience as an instructor and how you got connected with Tango Juno?
I started dancing tango because I was in graduate school. I was a dancer and tumbled into Argentine tango sort of by accident. And little did I know that it was going to be basically the rest of my life as it is right now. And as a teacher, I had taken some tango lessons a certain way, went down to Buenos Aires for my first Argentine tango trip experience, and realized that what was happening on the dance floor at the social dances in the milongas was kind of different than what I had learned in the classroom. And my master of fine arts brain, my academic brain, started to say, well, how would I do this differently? So I started dabbling in teaching and trying to come up with my own methodology. And basically that's what happened, is I came up with really my own way to teach dance, specifically Argentine tango, over time. And then about 2011, I dove into Argentine tango as a competitive dance form, which took me on this other journey, which then informed my teaching in another level. So I really feel very confident in my teaching skills, and I love teaching. So I can teach people if they want to be competitive in Argentine tango, but that's not my focus. My focus is Argentine tango as a social dance, but it really, really enhanced my understanding of the dance at another level, which therefore then informed how I teach it. So, and I've been really lucky to study with some really, really, really amazing, amazing maestros and maestras through the years. So that's kind of my dance teacher history in a nutshell.
And I think you're underplaying your credentials a little bit too. Rick's right. This is a high caliber instructor, so you don't want to miss out. We just have a little bit of time left. I wanted to ask, once everyone has the moves down, where can they show off after the workshop is over? Because I hear there's a new dance studio.
Well, we have a group, Tango Juno, a loose group of enthusiasts, and we have a milonga every week at Channel Dance Studio, friends, people in the group, on Thursdays, 7 to roughly 9 o'clock. There's no charge. We'll do a donation just, you know, for the studio itself, but it's, you know, pay as you would like. Everybody's welcome. And again, this is social tango or Argentine tango, so it's a very social group and very welcoming. And then once a month, usually on first Fridays, there is a ballroom dance downtown, usually at the Jack these days. And among the other dances played there, there will be tango music as well.
That sounds great. And is there a website where we can register for the workshops?
Well, if you search for Tango Juno, you'll find it. You can just show up if you'd like at the door. One lesson is $30, and the workshop is being held at Faith Lutheran Church, 2500 Sunset Drive, which is over sort of toward the airport. And just show up and register there.
Thanks. We're out of time. You've been listening to Juno Afternoon.